Part one. For someone like me,
this must be a whole.
The simple things, like having toast or going to church, are kept in one place.
The milk of enchantment.
Like having wine and cheese.
Over the whole.
The parents of the town kissing elegantly escape knowledge once and for all. The snapdragons consumed in a wind of fire and rage far over the streets as they end.
Sex matters like
the casual purring of a donkey rouses me from my accounts.
I've said it before, and no one remembers except that elf.
The air stands straight up like a table.
Around us are signposts.
He spat on the flowers.
The old-fashioned pointed.
Also, for someone like me, the time is not round again with things I did.
It's about to happen.
I wish to keep my differences.
These
and to retain my kinship to the rest. That is why I raise these flowers all around. They do not stand for flowers or anything pretty. They are code names for the silence.
Too much arbitration.
And just as it always keeps getting started
on all of it,
and there is still the same amount to do, I wish to remain happily along these islands of rabbit-eared beak plants and sand and lava rock that is so little tedious.
The fence
my way shall run from there and not mind the pain of getting
there. Of the city.
This is an outburst.
The once made sense to a few
the last rains fed into the newly opened canal.
The magic has left the
dust. The dust blows in.
They blow around
the disturbance is nonverbal communication, meaning the syllables that have a music of their own. The music of
that
sex,
of
or any nameless event,
desert,
something that can only be taken as an
experience, unlike any
this
other.
This rules ideas of what else
the
may be there,
the songs and
which regroup farther
the
on, standing around,
the
looking at the hole left by the great implosion.
It is
they who carry news of it to other places.
Defiant of itself.
Therefore, are they not the event itself?
The posse had seen them.
Especially since it persists in dumbness, which isn't even a negative articulation, persists and collapses into itself. I had greatly admired the shirt.
Now that they are gone,
he looks fairly familiar.
New alertness changes.
The pancake is around an idea. Today, the wisteria is in league with the Spanish minstrels. Who come to your house to serenade it, all or in part? The windows are open again.
Hands where it took place.
The dust blows through a diagonal of the room.
The half now invisible.
This is where it all had to take place. Around the drum of living, the motion by which a life may be known and recognized. A shipwreck seen from the shore. A puzzling column of figures. The dark ship dragged frequently through the bayou.
At the same time.
Your luggage is found upon the plain.
Up to intercept the light one
if I could plan how to remember what had indeed once been there, without reference to professions, medical school, etc., being there indeed once every day occurred. We stopped at the Pacific Airport to hear the rush of disguises for the elegant troop, notwithstanding some in underwear stood around. Puddles in the darkened cement and sodium lights beyond the earthworks,
later,
beyond the chain link fence,
castle,
until dawn
house,
touched with her cool stab of grace of the
desert.
But
wall,
it's always that
time
way, isn't
sunk
it?
In the charm
to
Matan,
you and
Spindler's
Hill must at some point have overridden the barriers, real or fancy, blowing like bed curtains later in the oyster light. Something I saw once reminded me of it, that old, evil, not-so-secret formula, now laundered, made to look transparent.
But as I see it,
surely there is a shoulder there,
not free,
some high hunch, half sketch, a tremor and intent to the folds that shower from the sky.
The shock of the path worn like
and
this never
must, at some earlier time, seem the garter, the cow, and
the
trees.
Pointed to the sky.
What was green before is homeless.
The
mica on the front of the prefecture spells out coastline.
And stay
a speedboat would alter even at a distance, but they shift anyway.
There is no more history.
Come round to my idea, my hat, as it would be, if I were you, in dreams and in business only, in supper meetings on the general line of progress, if I had a talking picture of you.
And the beating of an old man in some dungeon.
You are so perversely evasive.
Until someday,
the ticking of a clock in the background could be only the plate. We must learn to read in the dark, to enjoy the long hills of studious celebrity, the long Chinese shadow that hooks over a hill at the top, the stone that sinks to the bottom of the aquarium, all this mummified writing as the dusting of new light in the hollow collar of a hill that never completes its curve, or the thought of what I was going to say, are going in. The hedges are nice, and it's too bad that one large obstacle could fell everything to advertise its very existence. And then cars start forth on the highway singly and in groups of three and four, orange, flamingo, blue, pencil, blue, gray of satisfaction, the red of discussion, and now new blue the sky calls itself up. As leaves are seen in mirrors, in libraries, half noticed, the sound half remembered, and the continuing chapter half sketched. Oh, were we wrong to notice, to remember so much when so little else has survived?
They are anxious to be
all her moments big with particulars, an elaborate history concocted in the wings, in darkness, and each has vanished in a carousel of rage along the coast, like a chameleon's hide, the suffering, the pleasure that broke over it like a wave. Are these fixed limits off limits to the game as darkness confounds the two teams, makes it one with chance?
Nothing
still, summer wings are being slowly lifted. Over and over again,
the past as well.
The point must have been made. But out of so much color, it still does come again.
There is no case for Sarah.
The colors of tiger lilies and around and down, remember now as dirty colors. The color of forgetting grass and old rags or sleep, buoyed on the small zephyrs that keep the hour and remind each boy to turn home from school past the sheep in the paper meadow and to wind the clock.
There was another photograph in that album.
An old round is being passed out. The players take their places. How nice that in the stalls is still room for certain boys to stand. The main song is successfully programmed, and the others too in part. Enough gets through to make the occasion a glottal and full of success, and coated with a film of success, in which are reflected many a bright occasion. Lads who go out with girls in the nevermind of screenplay places, except for that the camera size is all hollow behind the black background
holes, and did
not show the way. A sheet from selected photos bundled up the waters. A superior time of blueberries and passion flowers with a four-poster. The 30s light has infested with long hairdo from the bruised up, but we must not treasure it less in the magnesium flare that is on us to all things in the here and now. You were saying how she is coming along, paying for it to be better day by day. And some of these days the waning silver lashes out of the trussed alligator. Mother and the kids standing around the bowl that is portal, pitching post, tufted mattress, and field of wild, scruffy flowers on the roof, one by one, as a demonstration. See this, the only light, nothing to the back, to worry. It is the old sewer of our resources, disguised again as a corridor. There is some anthropology here, it seems, and then the dust on the jams, warning and intrigue enough. The summer days put by, the bells in the shower are outnumbered by plain queries whose answer is their falling echo. Birds in modish, corporeal ear take off at the scallops of the umbrella. This past is sampled, it is again the right one, and in testing the zillionth time, we are as built into the fixed wall of water that indicates where the present leaves off and the past begins, whose transparencies admit impressions of traceries of leaves and shallow birds among memories.
Of mud and velvet, these choreographed and
the climate seceded then. The glad speculation about what clothes they wore stacked like leaves, speckled behind the eye of what consumer, what listener. And the praise is lascivious to the onyx ear at evening, but not forwarded. Into the ring with the other shouting, the desperate competitions will until darkness, dripping toward death by late morning, she circles plainly away from it in wider and wider loops. And what have you to say? What account to give? Of the season's vast storehouse of agendas, bales of items for discussion dwindling, down to a last seed on the stone doorstep. If this was the season only of death, that licorice last would not keep only in its retelling the unfurled question mark of the shaved future, but redound to us waiting here against the spike fence in pleasant attitudes from which the waiting is forgotten like thorns in the memory of laced paths merging on extinct ultimate slopes, but trap us in the game of two flavors.
We were quick and ready.
A rising shout some distance away. The tabak alight in resisting Caribilitia.
The error was in the heart.
Yet basing it on us, all the same, a knowledge of its measure, its proportion, until the end is sought dryly among stringent grasses. To have sought it anymore, mining its infractuosities, is to bear witness the living getting trampled underfoot, always the same way, and as surely one desiccated spike of sea oats rises quizzically after the hordes have passed over, the film slips over the cogs that brought us to this unearthly spot. So death is really an appetite for time that can see through the haze of blue smoke rings to the turquoise ceiling. She said this once and turned away, knowing we wanted to hear it twice, but knowing also, as we knew, that speculation raves and raves as on a mirror to the outlandish accompaniment of its own death that breeds as life to the toilers and potboys who make up these blonde coils of citizenry which are like in the abstract. What it was like to be mouthing those solemn abstractions that were crimson and solid as beefsteak. One shouldn't be surprised by the smell of mignonette and the loss of each standstill and the softness of the land behind each one comes from, because it is the way of the personality of each to blush and act confused, groping for the wrong words, so that the coup de théâtre will unfold all at once like shaken out lightning, and no one will have heard anything. And the gray, fake Palladian club buildings will still stand the next moment at their grim business, empty entablatures, feuilles de boeuf, gunmetal laurels, the eye revolving slowly in the empty socket that the bronze visor shades. There was never anything but this. No footfalls on the matte-polished marble floor, no bird droppings, no gates, no sanctuary. The sheet slowly rises to greet you. The asters are reflected simultaneously in ruby drops of the wine in the great storm that swept our sky away, leaving a new muscle in its place and left far away creatures tangled in dreams like moon smoke lingering from the horizon. But what difference did any of the playing blue hand against blue, as indeed all of it was, though divided into chapters, each with its ornamental capital at the beginning and its polish? Super, you knew you were coming to the end, by the way, the other would ever be beginning again, so that nobody was ever lonesome, and the story never came to its dramatic conclusion, but merely leveled out like linen close up in the mirror. So that the roundness was all around to be appreciated, yet somehow flat as well, and could never be trusted. Even though the rushes slanted all one way in the autumn wind, the leaves and branches tried to set it with them in a poem of harmonious dejection, but it was only picture making. Under the ultimate light of the lantern, and one really felt rather than saw the thin, terrifying edges between things and their terrible cold breath. And no one longed for the great generalities these seemed to preclude. Each thought only of his private silence and hungered for the promised moment of rest. I photographed all things. All things has happened as prelude, to the impatience of enormous summer nights, opening out farther and farther, like the billowing of a parachute with only that slit of starlight. The old, wonderful story, and it's all right as far as it goes, but impatience is the true ether that surrounds us.
Like a summer job in a department store.
Without it, everything would be asphalt.
breaking up the moments.
Now that the things of autumn have been sequestered too in their chain, the other part of the year become visible, and the summer night is like a goldfish bowl with everything in full view, yet only parts are what is actually seen.
Also,
and these supply the rest.
Too much is written about it.
It's not like cheating, since it is all there, but more like helping the truth along a little.
No one sees
the artifice lets it become itself, nestling
a translation into the light of
these are long days, and we need all the help we can get.
Out of kindness, you think, but to whom?
We are to become ashamed only much later,
against the straw
much later on, under the long bench.
Until the afternoon.
And it is not like the old days when we used to sing off-key for hours in the rain-drenched schoolroom on purpose.
There is nothing here,
here whatever is forgotten or stored away is imbued with vitality. Whatever is to come is too.
And the outline of its
how can I explain? No matter how wraithish the new clients moving slowly along, taking in the sights, placing bets, there comes a time when the moment is full of, knows only itself, like a moment when a tree is seen to tower above everything else, to know itself, and to know everything else as well, but only in terms of itself, without knowing or having a clear concept of itself. This is a moment of fast growing, of compounding myths as fast as they can be thrown off, trampled under, forgotten. The moment not made of itself or any other substance we know of, reflecting only itself. And then there are two moments. How can I explain? It was as though this thing, more creature than person, lumbered at me out of the storm, brandishing a half-demolished beach umbrella, so that there might be merely this thing and me to tell about it. It was awful, and I too have no rest from the storm that is always something to worry about.
Every collection is notable for its
my unworthiness like a loose garment or cape of some sort, constantly sliding off the shoulders around the elbows. I cannot keep it on. Even as I am invisible in the eye of the storm, we too are blind and blind to the inaudible repercussions. The strange woody aftertaste. After that, the wave came and left no mark on the shore. The waves advanced as the tide was there. There was nothing for it but to retreat from the edge of the earth in that time, and in that climate expecting rain, behind some brackish business, a margin, intuitive cataclysms of light. All that fall, I wanted to be with you, tried to catch up to you in the streets of that time. Needless to say, although we were together a good part of the time, I never quite made it to the thunder. The boy who cried wolf used to live there.
Even birds are happier to live.
This place of islands and smooth reefs, like petals of mercury that fold up whenever that illusion is made. It falls off the others like water off a pile of stones at the base of a waterfall. And petals curl up injured into themselves. Only the frozen emphasis on a single thing that was out of sight when the illusion was made remains. We all bought tickets to the illusion, and are disappointed, of course. But what can you do? Events have a way of snapping off like that. Like the glass blower stripped candy canes of glass at a moment when it's coming, is there, even, the old wonderful story, not yet ended. You who approached me, all grace and linearity with my new crayons, I think I'll do a series of box sprays, stippled cobalt and gold on a sun-pure afternoon in October when things change over. There is no longer time for a line, rather there are no lines in time or branches that is past yet, still pausing on the ridge, stealing into permanence. It was all French horns and oboes and purple vetch. That was what it was all about, but what it came to be came later, and other to see a simple situation, something as basic as two people sitting in the sun with no thought of tomorrow, or of today, as the whispers mingled in a choir outlining them, and we took a lesson away from this, a lesson and a piece of cloth. It's going to be different in the future, but now the now is what matters. Knowing itself old and open to vengeance and in short up to nobody's expectations for it, as dank and empty as an old Chevy parked under the trees amid dead leaves and dog shit, everybody's idea of what was coming true for them, which is now burning in lava like letters in the sky. A piece of good news, if you agree that good news is what is happening at this very instant. The California sun turned its back on us, so we chose New England as a more vibrant pilot light of tame tempests, dreams of sleeping watchdogs, and the whole house was full of people having a good time, and though no one offered you a drink and there were no clean glasses and supper never appeared on the table, it was strangely rewarding anyway. It gave one an idea of what they thought of one. Even the ocean that came crashing almost into the backyard did not seem ill-disposed, and that was something.
For all those with hair syphilis,
presently, out of this near chaos, an unearthly radiance stood like a person in the room. The memory of the host, perhaps. And all fell silent or stayed at their musings, silent as before. And no one any longer offered words of advice or misgiving, but drained the silence that had been silence before. On this scant strip of slag, basking in the same light as before, inhabiting the same god, a shelf of breasts and underwear packaging rumored in the dark ages. These people, you see, had to come to appear to thrive in somewhat later sides of destiny that pretended not to see them. It was all necessary so that some source of origin of the present might, in the sense of verbena and dreams of combat, locked in the sky or into mid-ocean, gradually give less and less of itself, and in so doing, bequeath the manner of its being to the sidewalk shrubbery, and so enable it to become itself, even though that self is only the sum dimension of its breath droppings for ourselves, and all we wondered whether we would become pockmarked flecks of polluted matter, infrequently visible in the hail of ventilated indifference, or seconds of radiation, our own very special thing we had been trying to get our hands on for so many years.
Rejoicing in the sun. It is the last to shake hands with.
Honey, it's all Greek to me. And just to make sure you get me, the thought crossed my mind that I would do well to take up my studies again. I seem to have become less averse to laughter and less disciplined for certain small pleasures, and I began quietly to reason with myself about this matter, as I usually do about others, so that I regretfully concluded that I would soon again be the same man as before. Meaning, the same nausea when I heard cheerful talk, the same grief, the same deep and prolonged meditation, and almost the same frenzy and oppression. Supposing that you are a wall and can never contribute to nature anything but the feeling of being alongside of it, a certain luxury, and now there comes to you the old matter of your solidity, that firmness, that way you have of squaring off the maps of distant hills, so that nature seems farther apart from itself because of you. Is it this you have done? And a certain gracile look, the color of old semi-precious stones, has to be what's coming out of you. For the two of you, and the mechanical reverie is cut up by fits of blaring trumpets and alarms in the night. Forward, then, into the yellow villages, despite the eerie setbacks of our subsolar ambiance. We are living, we are dwelling on a network of insane desires handled frugally. Passport in hand, we arrive in the morning at the station. The dumb train vaults you along in the forest of broccoli and tracks of leathery tundra, one eye on the digital watch. The total purity grows and dissipates, but meanwhile, the plateau remains staunch. It's only the towers that dot it that tend to look pierced by the sky or fade away absentmindedly altogether. The naked report arrived vividly in the night. Groaning for the latter day brought us to this place, a trough of silent chatter between two beautiful ways, and we must arrange these elements of silence as an elephant trap. over the grid of city conversations and background doings, the quietude of the future to be built, beside which today's valors and rights must appear as vanished suburbs beside some 18th century metropolis where stairs rolling down to a sea of urgent scrolls and corsages, a Baltic commonplace riven by tremendous hairline fissures as deep as the heavens. In other words, leave it alone.
A number to be looked up in a book.
That's interesting.
Or the catalog number of that book.
In my diary, I have noted down all kinds of exceptional things to go with the rest as one who naps beside a chasm, swollen with the hellish sound of wind and torrents, and never chooses to play back the tape. Waking refreshed, if not alert, he steps forth into the centuries that grew like shadows under tall trees while he slept. The days rub off like scales, the years like burrs or briars plucked patiently from the sleeve, and never sees or hears the havoc wrought by his passing. Abysses that open up behind his perilous beribboned journey, the jalopy disappearing deep in the veils to reemerge suddenly on heights through the tunnel of a giant sequoia, and always an old-time mannerliness and courtesy informs the itinerary, leaving us without much to go on. Once it becomes fatality, of course, the journey is at an end.
In the orange light,
and it is just beginning.
Nevertheless,
in
shedding all of its peripheral
a moody performance,
to avert one's gaze no longer,
the critics hate it. Now one borrows money from his friends in double time.
Here on earth,
the consequences blur the motives. The contours of the figures are curved and fat. He goes out among the trees, sees the lights in the valley far below. Up here the air is black, ice cold of a terrifying purity, doubled over somehow. But your story isn't getting boring. On the contrary, the slowing down speeds up the afterthought. We are perverse, spelling and punctuation.
Which happens to be the case.
It could not be confirmed that the recent violent storms were a part of the pattern of civil calamity that had overtaken the outpost.
Reverence for which is
perhaps they were fatal but parallel wounds inflicted on a corpse,
including
footnotes to the desert,
wider
the explosion that a quiet, mediocre career is.
Starving musicians, scrolling players,
we read through some Haydn quartet movements last night, but this morning my hand and heart are heavy. The day before yesterday, it seemed to me that my cherished sorrow was about to depart, and yesterday morning too. And now, fatality has overtaken it. The end has been quiet, and no one has told the rabbits and dying bees. Finally, some warmth from the dead floated downstream to us, saving a few moments of mildness among the by now unmanageably thick grease crayon outline that coagulates like a ball of soot in the air, watched by hemophiliac.
Hola mis amigos, this is El Hoodie, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
And counter events conspire to shift the focus of the scenery away from the action.
Back home from the beauty contest,
it was always wartime Britain or some other place dictated by the circumstances, never the road leading over the hill to yet another home. Rudeness, shabbiness, we could put up with more than a little of these in the hope of getting some bed rest. But a measured calm, maddening in its insularity, always prevailed at the window, priming the hour with anguish, and yet it was never any later. There was never anything. Until you were ready to scream. And now this patient night is infused, in whose folds only one soul is awake in the whole wide world. Feeling no need to look at the world through rose-colored glasses to get by on cuteness, to create large new forms and people them with space, before any directions, right or wrong. The seduction de l'âme will not take place. The long rains in November of long rains, silent woods, open like a compass to receive the anomaly, press it back into the dim earth. The shadow of a whisper on someone's lips. You can neither define nor erase it, and seen by torchlight, being cloaked with the shrill and savage drapery of non-being, it stands out in the firelight. It is more than anything was meant to be, yet somehow mournful, as though the three-dimensional effect had been achieved at the cost of a crisp vagueness that raised one twig slightly higher than the morass of leafless branches that supported it. And now, eager, fatigued, it had sunk back full of the generally satisfying contours of the rest. It had eaten the food you gave it and kept to itself, mainly in a corner of the pen. You never spoke to it, except in the kindest tones.
Once again,
and it replied sadly, if somewhat politely, how much now you wish you had kept a record of those exchanges. One thing is sure, nothing can replace it as fatally as it was given to you. So now it has been removed from you for your comfort, and nothing stands in its place.
Of the solid,
it is
imaginary world
not
of transportation
a question of emptiness,
no one
only of a place the others never seem to venture. A sunken Parnassus. There is a slight change, a chance, rather, of its coming to life with the union of the automatic greetings summons it from a brazen tongue. And so you thought this was where he brought you, the updated silhouette, late sunlight dependent on the tallest slope, to the assignation rumored so often, to a corral shaped like a snowflake, and love blurring each of the points. Yet you stand fast and cannot see where it is leading, and the seducer remains at home.
Until the day you can do no more, and the mass of the scenery wanders partially over the defunct terrain of broken fences and windows stuffed with legs, while the valley still waits in the shadow here. In the beginning of speech, the question of frontiers is taken up again, and the trees and buildings are porous, and the dark is coming. It is contracting. It is observed. Breath we wanted. The building of the night. In slumber at night. Under the tattered shade of the trees. Open to the rain. Wrestling at night. And the wet, gaudy smell. The peeling of church bells. Things forth with feather and lightning. The distress and kind of violence of the spirit. Everything is shot, sucked 5 feet deep into the body. Open the landscape. New people. New world and new conversations. What is this? At the back of one's head is distance. It all seems like 2.5 years ago to the impatient son trapped in the attic, when all it wants is to be able to write about mathematics and the word. For although a few wind-chilled notes broke it down from heaven in small hours, one cannot help but note the frequent fanfare of hoofbeats in the wet, empty street. No one said it would turn out this way, but of course Carol knew, and now it must have been the dead. One, however, still lives. Billboard size in the picturesque night sky of 11 years ago. And whose hand is it, placed comically against your throat, emerging from a checkered cup? Because a long time ago, you had promised safe conduct from a brief, mild agony to these not uninteresting pains of birth. And so, a landscape, always seen through black lace, became this institution for you, inflected, as we shall see, from time to time, by the street nautical illusions and shreds of decor, to amount to these handfuls and no other. A reminder to keep it soft and straight forever, as long as no other pick up your ringing phone, play it on any instrument. It is in wax, and ready to do your bidding, though sunk in the rat-infested heap of rose embers of the terminating day. A keepsake.
Yet where to with damaged wing, essay the Empyrean,
this is
scallop horizon of cloud cuckoo land. O land of recently boiling water, witches misgivings, ships pulling away from the years, already slipping deep into the north-giving western seas. Yet that is just what I did.
But who cares?
There are always those who think we're not returning back from dull autumn sunsets,
which are
like way in the breeze that escorts us up the inclined plane. His appearance, dull too at first, his experience as if bathed in magic, when intensity, a flash of lightning seen in passing and very faintly, stuns the apprehending faculties with the perfection of its desire, like the scream of the rising moon. It is best to abide with minstrels then to play at least one game seriously. The old timers will let you take over the old beats. One of them
punished for the overabundance of things.
If there were concerts on the water there, we could turn back. Tar floated upriver in the teeth of the gulls outlandish. The banks clogged with flowers whose names I used to know, before poetic license took over and abolished everything. People shade their eyes and wave from the strand to us or someone behind us, just as everything seemed about to go wrong. The music began. Later on, the missing refreshments would be found and served. The road turned caramel just as the first stars were putting in a timid appearance, like snowdrops. And somehow you found the strength to be carried irresistibly away from all this. But in the scrapbooks and postcard albums of the land who are remembered, although you do not figure there, and because a train once passed near where you spent the night, a tall, translucent monument, like a spike, has been erected to your memory. Only do not go there. One can live in the land like a spy without ever trespassing on the mortal, forgotten frontier. In the songs of the invisible chorus, there is a germ of you that lives like a coal, amid the hostile indifference of the land that merely protects you. Your hand is at the heart of its weedings and nestlings. You are its guarantee. At that moment, fatality, or some woman resembling her, angel, goddess, whatever, the beautiful lady, arrives to announce the brass game. You are being asked to believe no more in the subtle possibilities of silver, which, like the tintinnabulation of an ethereal silver chime, marking an unknown hour from a remote distance, no longer promises harvests. Only the tremulous melancholy of the sky, which follow it away. Pale, greenish blue, with magnificent clouds, like overloaded spoons, that dip to rise again, higher, and seem endless there in the move until they run out of breath. Is there some fate, some destination, some point of debarkation in all this? There is only the slow but febrile motion of sky and cloud, a toast, a promise, a new diary until one gets too close and becomes oneself part of the meaningless writing and lurching, so far to read or hear, and never closer to the end or the beginning of my misses, of death without the finality. Is there anything in this room? Sad, browning flowers, tokens of the winds, remembering your damp, rotting nostalgia. Under a head of twigs, there is the end of some log spangled with brand new ice cream, like its dead pine needles, worthy objects of contemplation for the rich. But there is less comfort, but more interest, in the drab, clear moment that enshrines us now in this place. No one could withstand this for morning or afternoon, or the specious perfection of twilight. Yet it is within us, in the substance of your latest interventions. Therefore, be gone. The voice straddled the stone pavilion like vapors in the distance one could see oneself, drawn on the ear like one of Millet's gleaners, extracting this or that from the vulgar stomach with the roister and forearms and long instinct, head for the ear and in the middle distance, one true approximation of oneself. A seated figure, neither imperious nor careless, no longer invoking the middle of the sky for this duel, nor yet content with the propinquity of strangers and admirers, tall, wrapped in attitude to fascination at their feet, waiting for the story to begin.
The pictures that you made all the sound.
All right. Let's see. How about the outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville 9 that day. No. That kind of stuff is too old now. Today, more than ever, readers are looking for something upbeat to sweep them off their feet. Something candid, but also sophisticated with an unusual slant. A class act that doesn't look like a class act is more like it goes without saying that I enjoy you as you are, the pleasant peace of you. You are with me as the season circles around the sun. It dates back to the 17th century. You circle my with them, united with ourselves and directly to them, changing as they change. Only their changes are always the same. And we are always a little different.
The journey is not through our
But in the end, our dreams make us into something. Bend us into some shape, maybe. No one we recognize, and it is ours anyway, beyond understanding or even beyond our perception. We may never perceive the thing we have become, but that's all right. We have to be it, even as we are ourselves. Anyway, that's the way I like you, and the way things are going to be increasingly, with the seasons and year of our indeterminate activities, so that they do end in burgeoning leaves and buds, and then in bare twigs against a potter painted sky of gray, expecting snow. How can we know ourselves when these excrescences of time take their cues elsewhere? Whom should I refer you to if I am not to be a beggar,
so that we can ignore what isn't there?
But you will continue in your own way. We'll finish your novel and have a life full of happy, active surprises, curious twists and developments of character. A charm is fixed above you in everything you do, but you must never make too much of it or take it for granted either.
We'll have to be.
Anyway,
so gradually,
as I said, I like you this way.
The names we have forgotten.
Understood if underappreciated. And finally, my features come to rest. Locked in the gold-filled chain of your expression.
Words ourselves.
The one I was always setting up to be.
No one is the brain.
Remember?
And no reproach can find the fire of the lamp is trimmed. The tail slid down.
Yet, whether it wasn't all just a little, silly,
warm at last,
or whether on the other hand this wasn't a welcome sign of something human at last,
all
like a bird after you've been sailing on and on for days, how could we tell the serene and majestic sign of nature from the other one,
or
the mocking and swearing and smooth billowing out of the ground? Because they are so closely and explicitly intertwined that good oftentimes seems merely the necessary attractive side of evil, which in turn can be viewed as the less appealing but more human side of good, something at least which can be appreciated.
Who doesn't care for that, after all?
But poetry is making things in the past. The past tense transcends and excuses these grinding arguments which fog over as soon as you begin to contemplate them. Poetry has already happened. And the agony of looking steadily at something isn't really there at all. It's something you once read about. Its narrative thrust carries it far beyond what it thought it was all head up about. Its charm no longer a diversionary tactic, is something like grace in the long run, which is what poetry is. Musing on these things, he turned off the great high street, which is like a too busy harbor full of boats knocking against each other. But lately, the cacophonous is stirring symphony, with all its most staggeringly beautiful aspects jammed against the lowest moments and inspirations that ever infected the human spirit into a small courtyard continued by an alley, as though a sudden hush or drop in the temperature suddenly fell across him, like steep building shadows. And he wondered what it had all been leading up to.
Sometimes
up there, wisps of smoke race away from grimy chimney pots, as though pursued by demons. Down here, all was yellowing silence, and melancholy, though not without a secret feeling of satisfaction at having escaped the rat race, if only for a time, to plunge into profitless meditations as threadbare as the old hair coat he had worn from earliest times, and which no one had ever seen picked off, no matter what the prevailing meteorological conditions were. These were now the fabric of his existence, and fabric was precisely what he felt that existence to be. Something old and useful. Useful and useless at the same time.
Otherwise, the night has no end.
I was waiting for a taxi. It seemed there were fewer of us now, and suddenly, a whole lot fewer. I was afraid I might be the only one. Then I spotted a young man with a guitar over his leg. And next to him, a young girl seated on the pavement, sitting nearly. Not even lost in thought, she seemed, but accepting and waiting for it. Or whatever else might be in the channel of time we were being carried across. Her face was totally devoid of expression, yet somehow wore a kind look. So I was glad of his looking at the fever of the day. No sign that she had interest in her companion, who ever and anon did searchingly regard her face, as though to ascertain that the signs he wished to read there were indeed not there, that there was nothing in her aspect to cause him to change, and from time to time would stare at his guitar as though wrapped in concentration of what it would be like to play something on it, yet no stealthy movement of his hand was e'er discerned. No fandango or urgent serenade compelled his trusty back to arch in expectation of an air which might have refreshed us all, given the gloom of that moment, made us think of past scenes of cheerfulness, and remember that they could easily happen again, unless the mechanism had jammed, and we were to be tenants forever of a time with little to hold the interest, and no promise of relief from movement. And afterward, it was as though decay and the senility of time had set in. The scene changed, of course, and nothing was again as once it had been. And therefore, I do not see how I shall ever be able to acquire again my old love of study. For it seems to me that even when this infirmity of the time has passed, the knowledge will always remain with me that there is one thing more delightful than study. And that once I experienced it, and though it was not joy, but rather something more like a concept of joy, I was able to experience it like a fruit one peels, then eats. It's no secret that I've learned to things that are truly impossible, and left alone much that might have been a profit and use. One destroys so much merely by pausing to get one's bearings, and afterwards the scent is lost. To use it, I must forget the clouds and turn to my book, whose shifting characters like desert sand betray my own fatigue and loss of time, that ever with nervous accurate fingers cross-hatches the shade in the corner of the piazza where I stand, and leave the lighted area scarcely perforated, almost deceived. Lovers of parked cars undulated like the sensibility that refrigerates me at those times,
that any school child
and who could pick up the pieces over and over.
Sophistication you chose to disregard what is so heavy with the
yet it was a fine gift that you sent me, your book,
like a storm
wherein I could read the very syllables of your soul,
even by diamond,
as dark arched and true as any word you've ever grunted,
and, wish not to
and whose truest punctuation resumed again the thread of what is outside, outdoors, and brought it all ingeniously around to the beginning again, as a fountain swipes and never misses the basin's fluid pitch. But how in heck can I get it operating again? Only yesterday it was in perfect working order, and now the thing has broken down again. Autumn rains
rustled,
and their motion attacks my credulity also,
and hope for good weather,
and all seems lost.
Before the frosts come,
yet fences were not ever built to last.
And so
a year or two and all is blown away.
Beware the right margin which is
unjustified. And no trace can be found.
The left is justified and contented.
As a last blessing, bestow this piece of shrewd, regular knowledge on me, who hungers so much for something to calm his appetite. Not food necessarily, the pattern behind the iris that lights up your almost benevolent eyelash. Turn all this anxious scrutiny into some positive chunk to counteract the freedom of too much speculation. Tell me what is on your mind, and do not explain it away. The egrets are beginning their annual migration from the banks of the Hag River, a desolate convoy issue, like a directional pointing hand. There is a limit to what the wilderness can accomplish on its own. And meanwhile, back in civilization, you don't seem to be doing too well either. Those flying bits of newspaper and plastic bags scarce spoke better for him who sits and picks at the secret, but suddenly the meaning knocks him down. A light bulb appears in a balloon above his head. It had nothing to do with what others were thinking, what energies they poured into the mold of their collective statement. It was only as a refugee from all distant living were possible, if at all, but it cast no shadow, no reflection in the mirror, and was nervous, and waved so strong was the shuttle so of accurate presentiment, plying directly between it and the discarded past. Playing a game is the only way to see it through and have it finally enter the world. But the matter is that this is somewhere else.
So I offer you everything.
Its rails run deep into the leafy wilderness, sink and disappear under moss and slime, long before the end is reached. It's a crime. And meanwhile, your velvet portrait presides benevolent as Queen Anne over the scene below. And at no point do reality and your joyous truth coincide. So sang one who was imprisoned, and the erosion process duly left its mark on the wall. Only a wan, tainted shadow lived down from the place where it had been. The eroding goes on constantly in the brain where it seems to be softest, a lullaby on the edge of a precipice where the whole movement of the night can be seen, how it begins, undresses, and disappears in hollows before the level is seen to rise.
Would have caught me.
And then we are in Told a full static way. Music,
and gone away.
Violent and spongy as bronze. But there is no need, no chance to examine the accidents of the surface that stretches away forever toward the ultramarine gates of the horizon of this tidal basin and beyond, pouring silently into the vast concern of heaven, in which the greatest explanation is but a drop in the bucket of eternity among the rest. But why in that place, whispered the petitioner, pushing her magenta lips closer to the thin wire mesh that separated them, rubbing her gloved hand athwart it as though devoured now by curiosity. Can God let the illuminating heaven at all, since it is all, as you say, horizontal, without beginning or end, and seamless at the horizon where it bends into a past, which has already begun? In truth, then, if we are particles of anything, they must belong to our conception of our destiny, and be as complete as that. It's like we were children again. The bicycle size and the stars hanging in the sky are unconstrained in spite of the distance. The blanket buries us in a joyous tumult of indifference, while night is blackest. So that we grow up again as we were taught to do before that. With the increase of joy, the sorrow is precipitated out, and life takes on an uncanny resemblance to the photograph of me that everybody said was terrible. Only now it is real and cannot be photographed. It was nice of you to love me, but I must be thinking about getting back over the mountain that divides day from night.
A blankness is taking shape.
Visions more and more restless, all now sunk in black and beaches. The enduring obloquy of a gaze struck the new year, cracking it open at the point where people and animals, each busy with his own thoughts, wander away in unnamed directions. If there is a fire, I thought, why single out the glares, impaling those least near it, in such a way as to reflect them back on its solid surface.
No vital thing.
But here in a tissue of starlight, each is alone in
valor.
You can stand up to breathe, and the garment falling around you is as
on.
Someone's anyway. Some perfectly accessible, reasonable assessment of the recent past, which, with its pattern dips into the shadow of the folds to reemerge and be strengthened on the crest of them somewhere, and the stars twice over its plan and decoration. A garden plunged in sun seems to a fixed lattice of regrets and doubts, pinned there, the variety of good reasons, alive, stupid, and the sails studded in a vast haze, perfect for you. And it lies imperfect and beautiful as a second. A continent whose mere coast alone can be seen, but which makes up for that in the strength of the confusion of the behind it and is at rest. And I'll tell you why. The elaborate indifference of some people, of some person far out on the curve, is always rested by entities. And this will be some forgotten day 3 years ago in today's crisis. The tension of the late superimposed, produce an effective character that is in harmony But on Death's dark river, luminous charcoal with colored beads, and luminous light never falls. But fluffy cinders are almost everywhere. The person's just their hurry of day, and cut it from the distance. Surely this is more time to play dumb or dead, but a director does not get the issue. At the plant, they know no more about it than you do here, and in the dark behind, they are sitting on something else, trailing for you, but no one any longer can make any sense of it. It is as though you had paid the bills for the sun keeps rising. For this I paid apples on the declining contrast. Kept ledgers in my time as you see yours. But a badger with a trumpet on a fallen cousin. I break in calls. And none of it ever gets to study me to the poor. Which I have stipulated as being one of the deals. And who are you for, George? Not much, surely. But we were just getting over the shock of this dimension when this happened. And now this, on top of it.
The character comes from
who is any the wiser? What are we to make of what now appears to be our lot, though we did nothing to deserve it? Our efforts were in some way directed at a greater good, though we never forget our own interests, as long as they harm no one. And now we are cast out like a stone. Surely the sun knows something I do not know. Although I am the sun. And slowly the results are gotten. And I found disappointing as broken bluebirds and all the rushes. When we fall away like fish from the floating face into the inky tepid depths below. It is said that this is our development, but no one believes that. But no one has any authority to proceed further. And we keep chewing on darkness that a line broken head can give in a crevice between us, like those between your eyes and your sweet sight. And I cannot hear you, but farther out there are those who hear you and are encouraged, and their effort brightens on the side of the mountain. I have not seen you since I've been here, and I, all lightly and mellowly difference transfixed by the black eye, like a flourish of weary and sleepy eye, a dwarf dreams composed out of what the gate provides, mindful of teasing and subtle pressures, put yet careful to seize the pen first.
Before long, what
have you been up to? Well, the sun has been very good for my working. Work is progressing, and so I assume it's been good for you too, whose work is also doubtless coming along indeed. I know so, from the sudden aging visible in both of us, tired and cozy around the eyes as the wood prepares to take off.
We've talked too long, Paul, you see.
Anyway, I am the artist.
Too late to stay home.
I want to talk to you for a while.
Why anyway, except that
teach you about some things of mine.
Seen a dozen or more times.
Some things I put away.
Of course it's good.
More still that I remember with a tinge of sadness.
But
even
the
regret around the sunset hour that puts these things away, jettisons
and
pulls the plug on
we keep returning
the carpet out from under their feet.
It is good.
Even such,
all,
they say, as stand in narrow lanes, wanly soliciting passerby, but without much hope of interest. Nevertheless, the things I want to visit with you about are important to me.
On the other hand, the action is always
I've kept them so long.
The same.
Zephyrs are one. How idly they played around me, around my wrists, even in the bygone time.
Like a ribbon in the sunset,
and pictures,
upsetting
pictures of capes and peninsulas with big clouds moving down on them,
music
pressing with a threatening weight, and shipwrecks barely seen, sometimes not seen at all. Though the snow in the foreground and howling ravenous scales in the background, almost all of the landscapes are generous, well proportioned, hence welcome. We feel we have more in common with a landscape, however shifty and ill-conceived, than with a still life. There's oranges and apples and dishes. What have they to do with us?
Plenty.
But it's a relief to turn away from them. Portraits, on the other hand, are a different matter. They have no bearing on the human shape there. Humanitarian concerns are foreign to us,
who
dream and know we are not humane.
But then, as
seen by others, we are. But this is about people. Right. That's why landscapes are more familiar, or what it's all about. We can see into them and come out on the other side. With people, we just see another boring side of ourselves. One we may not know too well. But on the other hand, why should we be interested in them?
and time suddenly at
that moment
is
sad, and sewing faster
at
the still light. It's more human if you want to be involved in something that human is more likely to be interested in than it is to be believing, no matter how well drawn and sympathetic looking. However, as the author of this, I want to buy a certain picture, a still life, in fact, from a man who has one, and need the permission of the man in order to do so, unless I can acquire it. I can never feel the point of any of this. Oh, I can see it intellectually all right, but to really feel it, experience it, I have to have a picture. That's all. I'd hate to give it up.
Your hopes and fears,
to be consigned to this world of life,
inspiration,
a sea world which forms, shapes, faces, probably decorated, is as all you had suspected all along right here. It proliferates slowly, build, then clog, and in weathering, become a foundation of sorts for what is afterwards to be erected on this plot of unfinal ecstasies, benign and sun. They don't just go away either, but like a hollow tower let in some sun and keep the wind far hence. Whatever can destroy us loses, but it's pretty hard to say how far we've come, how much accomplished, and whether there's a lot more to be said. But for stretches at a time of life, the outlined masks and scabbards, which are our vague impression of what is probably going on all around us, keep us distracted from playing and working too hard. And yet life is not really for the squeamish either. The hyacinths are dying at the end of a broad day.
Afterwards,
whose words somehow have not touched you. Mad to sacrifice next to them in late life. You were just looking. Instead, when the uneasy feeling that a jewel might someday be around crossed you. But I can't figure out whatever happened.
Listen to the
you treasured it. I contain you. And there are a few clouds down in the basement of the room that prevent us from ever continuing our conversation about the terrible labor of
existing.
Hiss and destruction are the order of the day. The office blues. The Monday morning smiling through tears that never come. Partly because you always expect the impossible, but also because here on the level of personal life, it becomes easier to say or think the transversals that haven't stopped defining our focus have indeed only begun to. You are invited and cannot refuse to share this wall of painted wooden tulips, the wooden clouds in the sky behind, to feel the intensity as it is there. Good news travels fast, but what about the news you forgot to tell until now, so we can't tell all that much about it? Well, it joins us. The ground is soaked with tears. The tears of centuries are being wiped away. The tower is beaded with sweat that has smiled down on our effort for so long. The lovers saunter away. It is a mild day in May, with music and birdsong on way, and the hope of loving the way. The sleeve detaches itself from the body, as the two bodies do from the throng of gay lovers on the prowl that do move and sway. In the game of sunrise they play for stakes no higher than the gray, rich of loam that protects the way around the graveyard that sexton worm may take to the mound death likes to stay. Near so as to be able to slay the lovers who humbly come to pray him to pardon them, yet his stay of execution includes none, and they lay hope aside and soon disappear. Yet none is in disrepair, and soon no longer in fear of the flowers, their arrears vanish, and each talks gaily of his fear. That is in the past whose ear has been pierced by the flowers, and the ear is now contagious to him. He walks by the sea wall, all with a mate or lover, and all the waves stand on tiptoe around the wall of land where they all are. Thus, by giving up much, the lovers have lost less than the average man. No bird of paradise flies up with an explosive cry in this touch. The lovers, Yet all are made whole in the circle that surrounds him, filled the whole time with sweet sounds.
But actually, his is an occasion.
It is not the disrepair of these lives where we may find the key to all that gives eloquence and truth to our passing thoughts, and shapes them as a shipwright shapes the staves for the hull of some desolate ship.
But as long as water is still living,
rather, it is in the disrepair of these lives that we will not find despair, but all that nourishes and comforts death and life, and causes people to gather round, as when they hear a good story is being told, and makes us wish we were younger, but also cherishes our advancing years, and to find there no fears. The tower was more a tower inside a house. Even its outside tangled clogged crannies was shaded from the view of most. It grew chaste and slim like a prism in a protected secular environment that overlooked the torment, fogs, and crevasses of orderly religion. That house grew all alone in a desolate avenue so shady that people began to forget coming to long before its present state of patched up oblivion. And even in those days, were those who remembered back to what seemed a state of true freedom, bopping down the valleys wild, beaks tearing the invisible air to shreds, but was actually a rudimentary stage of serfdom dating from the Silver Age. Now, however, that house was as it was never going to be. A modest yet firmly rooted pure expressence, a spiritual rubber plant, a grave no one wanted to visit, which remained popular and holy down to the present afternoon, something which nobody in particular was interested in, yet which mattered more than the Earth's population in general than practically anything they could think of. It was history, just as it disappears in the twilight of yesterday, and before it materializes today as everything that is fresh, young, and strange, and almost out of the house and halfway down the street, an index, in other words, of everything that is not going to and is going to happen to us once we forget about its progress and actually begin to feel better for having done so. It goes without saying that to have it make sense, you would have to belong to all who are asleep making no sense. And then flowers of the desert begin, peak by peak, to emerge, and you are safe without having taken a step. But I don't know how you're going to get another person to do that. It all boils down to nothing, one supposes. There is a central crater, which is the world, and around it all the things that have names, a commotion of precious pretending to have hatched out a great egg that still hasn't been laid. These one gets to know, and by then they have formed tightly compartmented, almost feudal societies claiming kinship with the world. If on a priority basis, however, it takes longer to catch them, and their age flows out of time, is left like a bluish deposit on the brown cloud fields that surround our century, like the note of a harp. The phosphorescent spring fails, and newer, numbered days come up.
The flowers by the roadside.
The wind pulls at the leaves of the calendar, peels them off one by one in a fitful expression of what time is like as it goes by. That's like a look out of a window, and then the moment has gone away from the window. The vast quantities of scum did not materialize,
never to be harvested.
Only the sterile minuet proceeds at an always altered rate,
the atrocious
leading to bad feelings here and there, but the main feeling is safe and out of reach.
And briefly, but the memory of its signification does not go away.
Love is different.
Instead of forgetting,
it moves or grows at the same rate as time does.
Afterwards,
yet within time,
it is time of play.
The waxing is invisible, and can never be felt outside time as a few things. Happiness, for instance, as perennial as time is, and as insipid to the tongue. Yet it is built in another street, such luminescence as it has. It takes from the idea of itself each of us has, and knows not, except to recognize and feel secure again about its growing. I mean that it is a replica of itself, which is itself the replica counterfeited from itself, which is something false yet true like the moon, and whose earthly reflection is of a truly hair-raising solidity like the earth dissolved in the sun, suffused with a kinetic purpose. It would never have for us unless we dreamed it.
And with this
it is then gigantic, yet life-size. And once it has lived, one has lived with it. The astringent, clear candle is having belonged to one, one's own forever. And this despite the green gutter that intrudes its blighted charm on each of the moments we called on love for, to lead us to farther tables. A new, surprised, suffocated chance just beyond the range of simple perception. These brown notes may unclasp themselves like Japanese paper flowers at any moment, rending themselves into a final fixed appreciation of themselves and whatever they were going to be confronted with, lest for politicians' hysteric, it's ever becoming a diamond that gives back the night into its smallest box and learns to live with itself like a true fool. Part 3.
But I wasn't here.
But what is time anyway?
Something has changed without him.
Not certainly the faces
something
and pleasures encrusted in it. The beautifully varied streets.
The
wicket haunting us with some kind of action.
Even
any
kind
of hands partially covering their faces. To hide or to mock us or both.
When you see another person,
now these
walk
things are part of time, or are rather a kind of parallel tie, a related activity,
expected to die.
And the markings?
We do not, or seldom, speak to strangers.
Some say that the measuring of time is a recognition of what it is,
forbidden,
but I think the things that are in it are more like it, though not quite it.
Long and short period that
actually, what is in it is controlled and colored by the units of measuring it.
We can turn around and go back.
That summer jog you had a long time ago is probably in it.
It
fits so neatly over it anyway. Nobody could ever tell the difference. And what was said all afternoon, long afternoons ago, whatever it was, and it was something special, you know. You really can remember it. I wanted to forget it, but it was like not remembering it and having the whole course of it brought home to you. And who wants that? Who cares anyway about what it is or what it was like? You must be mad to care. Yes, I am mad, I think, and I do care. I can't help it, I am mad, and don't care, but it will not remain anymore outside of me for all that. It is the marrow of my thought that all night I stand up chewing, trying to remember things, mostly things I have forgotten. Who remembers these, and also some things I actually remembered, and here I am trying to remember them all over again to have them live up to me. And it is as it was when I was a kid, the moment stays on, but is lacing up its shoelaces or engaged in some other form of maddening and hard to notice activity, but it gets its work done. And still it can stay if it stayed around long enough to account for that, so that it is I who have aged without having done anything. Certainly nothing to deserve it, like a lost cause. I would just love to go with love it, and you too want to go with me, and there's no reason not to. Nothing keeping us here. We can go out into the street where nobody is, no dirt anymore, and climb to the lower edge of the sky and wait there, and soon someone will come to take care of us. All I want is for someone to take care of me. I have no other thought in mind. I've never entertained any. When that day comes, I'll go gladly into whatever situation or room you want me in to take care of.
One for me.
And meanwhile, I'll wait, obligingly full of mana and joy for that to take place, which it will soon. But why, you may ask, do I want someone to take care of me so much? This is why. I can do it better than anyone. I have all my life.
Always the same.
And now I'm tired. And a little bored with taking care of myself. And would like to see how somebody else might do it. Even if that person falls on their face trying to in the attempt.
But it is April now.
When leaves pass over and then ice and finally warm bottle that breezes, I'll notice how it has all seemed the same until now. this very moment.
Satisfactory sex life
and as a duck takes off into the nether blue, find my rationale or whatever.
Just like them.
Something inside these movements all around me that enclose me loosely like a cage with bars wide enough apart to walk through into the open air, onto God's road, in the blonde, shambling sunlight, and look back after all that, thinking how fortunate it has all been on the whole. And how though joy has been lacking, and that's severely on occasion,
otherwise we wouldn't like it.
Happiness has not.
And sit down.
I must make do with happiness.
As the truth knows,
and I'm glad to do so.
So
as long as everyone is happy and doesn't mind. The car drove back to get me through miles and miles of mud ruts and mangrove swamps and stopped, and I got in and it drove away to a slightly less flat land where you and I can build a new life together on the shore, several inches above the sea level as the blue white caps on the charging waves come foaming in.
Her real name was Roseanne Esterhazy.
The Americans with a sign never call it by another word than its name.
Then the war was postponed.
Oh, people who loiter by the Pacific,
the boyfriends flooded the fields,
whose swaggering insouciance might convince it left to play.
Protection.
And who can never lie, not even from the truth? How is it with you, nestling all of you on one side? The buildup predicted by others never quite matriculated.
And
now some of you are in this impasse, preparing to stay, while others struggle here and there, finding food, shelter, deserts, and in the tall tale some kindling and advantage, and you never look down.
Drinking toast to perfect strangers.
The narrator.
When the winter is over, and the solid spring that goes on.
Something you would want here is the inexpressible
from the well to be the
rage of form
and
versus content,
and joy
to show how the latter, the manner, vitiates the thing in itself that the poem is actually about, and which for this reason cannot be considered the subject.
And I keep dropping my diary.
Living on the tranquil slope of an active volcano all these days, which group themselves into decades, consuming the egg puddings of each one of these days, is like unto form a subject matter, perceives it through the cracks in its makeshift cell, and knows there is light and activity outdoors to which it can never contribute, but of which it must needs always be aware.
Of the kind that is needed everywhere.
And this oozing sore is the progress.
Our symphonies apart and gradually
slow and miserable at times, but magnificent in its conception,
started out from.
In theory, and may never be anything more than this,
isn't it?
But knows about itself.
All along, and
luckily, the object keeps making itself known to the opinions
like
about form and remains
soon.
Strong
with
and warm
with
long after it has gone out of fashion,
and
so never ceases, even in its earliest days preceding its demise, to be a runic maquette of the ideal poem construct. Even after it has finally washed its hands of all notion of form, pleads ignorance or conflict of interest, and releases Barabbas to the delighted distraction of the rabble, whose destiny is always to be of two minds about everything, and will end up on your doorstep if you don't watch out. You private yet public excuse for a still active poetasting writer. But whether what is lasting in your work will last is the big question.
In the rain, to the crafty eye,
it's poetry.
Gasoline under the cellar.
It's extraordinary.
Yet
it makes a great deal of sense.
The magic of turning into everything.
It starts out with some notion and switches to book.
And
yet the object will be partially perceived by the forms around it. It is responsible for. Note that in the liturgical sense of history, the way I see it,
as if alone again,
we are falling down in our duty towards the dustman's spasms, derelict and decrepit as regards the outside world. Deduce a spasm. I, a very insomniac, tear it down so as to rebuild and resell it. Tear his tattered ensign down. I don't know. I thought it looked nice hanging overhead, though
what is left is of the
I could be wrong. Valentine, I need you.
Some certified.
The mice in the plaster disturb all my reasoning on this veil. This slope. The outer districts were succinct, full of enough plans, but on the interior was the abysm. No invitation available. Nothing about the plotting fever that grew in, and the worries that came after. No clue in industry, we are persuaded. That we may, in some connection, contribute a certain stone or effort, and this lazily winds away over the hill. Or say that between the effort and the screws, some scorpion entered, and to top it off, the storm interfered with the rescue efforts blurring them.
You really have
what then? What do you make of the red traffic light turning green to admit a few cars farther on in the shuffle? When night binds the tubing with rain, and you can see yourself only as you used to be in college, make your mind Valentine, feeling fine too if consumed with energy to be mad and go on, confessing even if it means that the sought after absolution be rescinded after a time, and those who look silently at you for a while direct their gaze downward to the sunlit tundra, and you go out to the party as toes slip into shoes, and I'm not just left on the corner. But Anne was the traveling salesman of a joke with a permanent heart on, and no luck, and all these samples in this year's suitcase. Want to see him?
Others.
Otherwise,
the tenor.
Why, we don't know too much.
The doctor.
Fellow was over here recently from the British Isles. Wanted to see something of how the life goes on.
Before they attempted
he never made it back.
In whose house are we?
Well, some of us enjoyed that way too, as though we knew life was picnic. Or parade down under the hassles in this robing, the dust, but now, well, we pretend to see otherwise, into the great blue eyes of concrete that best our city, in a time of industry, and so panic slowly in the vegetable heart of things, until told to disconnect the operation. No wonder so many of us get discouraged, know not where to turn. The truth is that nowhere in Europe, India, or America is this a straight line drawn vertically from one point to another, so as to connect them, and in so doing provide a lot of fun and refreshment for the students, so they may never feel insecure again. Such a line may exist, but it would be horizontal, like the Northwest Passage, and not connect people up with anything else. It's a wager, an emptiness. And a warm and the color of baked loaves in the sun, it has no idea of nourishment or where you should go.
I would look to the ancestors and what there was about it.
Its idea is that the Latin text might also have existed in German, or be so close it doesn't matter anymore, and the cottage be shut up at the end of summer, and be there come early, or mid-spring. But this presupposes a helpless mankind, pigeonholing with a rival deity, so that neither can make the hands of the clock move, and it all goes down in darkness with the sun, to the supreme moment then, but it spreads out in sullenness over a vast tidal plain to dissipate in what it is not even sure its horizon, is nothing but images, earthly inadequacy, is indescribable, and heavenly satisfaction needs no description. When between them, hovering like Satan on airless wings, is the matter at hand. The essence of it is that all love is imitated, created, and that we can't hear it.
There is no need to approach closely.
Oh, once, a long time ago, in towns and cities, the line was different. We lived indifferent then, but perhaps more accurately.
So the giant.
And once it was over, we knew what to do with it. We carried out our neighbors' lives, and they had our instructions about where to go. We lived inadequately, blushing, but we knew we were on the outside, and that only one thing prevented us from traveling inward, and that thing was our knowledge of how little we imagined everything, as though door were enough to stop the average person, and he would just curl up on the doormat forever.
There is no suicide.
But this person turned out to be mass-produced. He was funny and knew about elegance, how to dress for an occasion. Yet the error that incites us to duplication was missing or inexact. We have not spoken to him.
Some months ago, I got an offer.
It should be outrageous to do so.
Terahawk.
Yeah, to ignore him will bring out life.
Buy one tape and get another
but
tape.
To get it right, we but might ask this once. How goes it down there?
Show us a free one.
What objects have you found
except
recently?
Since I've been repeatedly billed for
there are no trade winds.
I've written them
the ocean, too, is someone's idea.
They can't straighten it
the
out.
Pleasant banter of the elements cannot
would
disguise this basically thin concept, nor remove us from contemplation of it. And that is the best answer that may precede the question, until later when the shooting fires light up the sides of the volcano, and each task and catastrophe become clear and succinct. By that time, kindness will have replaced effort. Why keep on seating the chairs when the future is night and no one knows what he wants? It would probably be best, though, to hang on to these words, if only for the rhyme. Little enough, but later on, at the summit, it won't matter so much that they fled like arrows from the top string of a restrained consciousness. Only that they matter. For the present, our not knowing delights them. Probably they won't be devoured by the lions like the others, but be released after a certain time. Meanwhile, keep careful count of the rows of windows overlooking the deep blue sky behind the factory. We'll need them.